What does she use in the dishwater to wipe her plates with when, they say they're dirty and she wants to get the food off?
Well, she uses a dish rag, don't she?
Uh-huh. You don't have to whisper, you can speak right out.
You'd be in this contest too, Mike. Ah.
When you take a bath, what do you dry on? After you're all wet, you get out of the tub and you want to dry, what do you use?
Towel.
Uh-huh. And if you want to turn on the water, what do you turn?
You turn a faucet.
Uh-huh. What if you're outside and you want to water the yard, what do you connect the hose to?
Faucet.
Hmm? When you were a boy, how did you get your old sugar?
How did I get it?
Uh-huh. How'd it come?
Oh, I think it came in 100-pound sacks or 50-pound sacks.
Were these cloth? They're paper?
Paper.
Was this just one sack or was there something over the outside?
No, you had two layers of paper in there.
Mm-hmm. And what does your feed come in?
You mean now?
Uh-huh.
You can buy it in bulk. You can buy it in burlap sacks or paper bags. Mm-hmm.
You say you could buy it in bulk?
You can, yeah.
What does that mean?
Just lose.
Uh-huh.
It's delivered to you in a loose, and on a truck it's loose.
Uh-huh. How do you order it when you want it that way?
Well, you'll get hold of so many pounds, so many tons.
Uh-huh.
That's where we get our feed out. See, we got a feed lot out here, and uptown here, co-op, we got a feed mixing plant, and we get hold of so many tons or so many pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And you might say, if you want barley, milo, corn, or if you tell them so many pounds of barley, so many pounds of oats, and so many pounds of milo, and they got a regular, what they call the delivery truck. Mm-hmm. You got an auger on it, you can auger right into your bin or feeders, wherever you might want. That's 10 cents a hundred for from town, delivered out to wherever you want it.
Yeah. That's pretty cheap.
And they do the drying and then mixing with it up here too, and that's 10 cents a hundred.
Uh-huh. So it's 20 cents a hundred then delivered and mixed
right.
And ground.
Yeah.
Boy. And that's buying it how?
Buying it and just loose. Uh-huh. Or if you want a sack, they'll sack it, I think, for another dime a sack.
Those dimes that
dime
you
there.
You've got them going there.
You sure have.
It's 30 cents.
You can go hard on a man for, well, say if you had to pay a man a dollar an hour, you can afford it. Do all that yourself.
Yeah. Do you buy much in bulk now?
Quite a bit.
And that would be, what would you buy that way? Feed and anything else?
No, it'd just be feed, I believe. That I know of. We buy our cottonseed meal. Cottonseed pellets in a sack, burlap sack.
Do you get anything in a barrel anymore?
Well, up to about a year ago, we bought molasses in a barrel for cattle. Molasses for cattle.
What do you call those metal straps around the barrel? Maybe when you were a kid, they used to roll them with a stick.
You mean the rim?
Is that
the band?
Yeah.
The band?
Uh-huh. Was that ever called a hoop or a hook?
Yeah, I believe they used to call it a loop, didn't they? A hook.